The European Commission has preliminarily found Prime Minister Andrei Babiš in conflict of interest over EU funds paid to the Agrofert holding he founded and placed in a trust 2 years ago. The confidential audit reportedly concludes that millions of euros in EU subsidies Agrofert companies received last year must be returned. Brian Kennedy has the details.
In the wake of news of the EU report, opposition party leaders called for the lower house to hold a debate on next Tuesday, followed by a no-confidence vote in Mr. Babiš's government if the conflict of interest is confirmed. Agrofert receives tens of millions in EU funding each year. In an address to MPs, the Prime Minister denied any wrongdoing, insisting that Czech authorities had already determined as much and that the EU report would prove groundless. Addressing MPs shortly before noon on Friday, he further characterized the preliminary confidential EU audit, to which Czech authorities have 2 months to respond, as the culmination of an anti-Babiš hysteria based on lies and disinformation.
Já bych chtěl jenom zdůraznit, že Česká republika...
I also want to stress that the Czech Republic will not be returning any money, and it would be good if the media stopped lying about it. Again, they are spreading lies. I have not broken either Czech or European laws, and so I am shocked to again see these reports. No money will be sent back. It is not true.
The Slovak-born billionaire was compelled to transfer ownership of Agrofert, which is the country's third-largest company in terms of revenues, before taking office in 2017. But according to an investigation by the Czech branch of watchdog Transparency International, published in November, he has remained its beneficial owner. Agrofert, a holding of some 230 companies, has a variety of sectors, from food and agriculture to forestry, energy, and the mass media. As such, Mr. Babiš could potentially influence the distribution of EU subsidies for his own benefit. The possibility was confirmed in January by the EU Commission's Legal Services branch, but Brussels had thus far withheld its political endorsement of the legal analysis. The Prime Minister angrily reacted to an earlier statement by opposition MPs calling for his ouster or a no-confidence vote. He said earlier allegations of impropriety and claims the Czech state would have to return European funds had also proven false. He further denied any wrongdoing in the so-called Stork's Nest case, alleging that he and some family members carried out a decade ago, involving 2 million euros in EU subsidies.
Takže prosím vás.
So again, please stop lying. No European funds will be returned. I realize that you have no other themes to exploit. If it weren't for Agrofert and the Stork's Nest, what would you do? You are absolutely dead. You have nothing to talk about. You have no program. What would you have to talk about? The Stork's Nest? Right, the money was returned.
Stork's Nest had been a focal point for mass weekly demonstrations against the government held since May, over concerns that Mr. Babiš was undermining the independence of the judiciary branch. A few days after Czech police said he should face trial on EU subsidy fraud charges, he appointed a new justice minister seen as loyal to him.